Subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered both this for you. In other words, both your coming to the masjid and your going back also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you the reward. Normally we would know that the reward of coming to the masjid is, that is where the reward is specified, coming to the masjid, walking to the masjid, going to the masjid. Here the sahabi said that I hope also, even my returning also is rewarded for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. This person had such a niyat, despite him being so far, he wouldn't miss one salah. Yesterday we spoke about being the pillar of the masjid. This is what you call a pillar of masjid. Doesn't matter how far a person is. Time of salah comes, the person is in the masjid. May Allah Pak give us this beautiful quality. One more hadith. An Jabirin radiallahu anhu qal, khalatil biqa hawl al masjid. As Jabir radiallahu anhu says, that one plot of land became available near Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one plot of land became available. Can you imagine how valuable that land would be? فَأَرَادَ بَنُو سَلِمَا أَن يَنْتَقِلُوا قُرْبَ الْمَسْجِدِ. So there was a tribe known as Banu Salima. They were staying far away. On the outskirts they were staying. They wanted to move. They wanted to relocate to this piece of land here. فَبَلَغَ ذَلِكَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ. The news reached Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ. Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ told him, بَلَغَنِي أَنَّكُمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَنْتَقِلُوا قُرْبَ الْمَسْجِدِ. The news has reached me that you people wish to relocate close to the masjid. قَالُوا نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ. They said, yes, O Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ. قَدْ أَرَدْنَا ذَلِكَ. We desire that. We want to come close to the masjid. فَقَالَ بَنِي سَلِمَ. Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ addressed him, دِيَارُكُمْ تُكْتَبُ آثَارُكُمْ. دِيَارُكُمْ تُكْتَبُ آثَارُكُمْ. O Banu Salima, remain in your homes. Remain at your places. Your reward is written down for you. O Banu Salima, again Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, remain in your homes. Your reward is written for you. In other words, stay, keep your homes. Where you staying currently, don't move from there. فَقَالُوا مَا يَسُرُّنَا أَنَّا كُنَّا تَحَوُّلَنَا. رواه مسلم. After that, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, imagine how genuine Sahaba was. Sometimes when we got our eyes on something, on a specific home, on a specific car, on a specific trip that we want to go to, but even if the greatest alim has to give us advice, we're not happy to take it. Yeah, these people wanted to relocate where? Near Masjid al-Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just told him twice, Diyarukum tuktabu atharukum, Diyarukum tuktabu atharukum. He's saying it didn't please us after that, that we move close to the masjid. Why? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us we must stay there. Now, Allama explained, why did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell these people to stay there? In our thinking, it would be nice to be close to the masjid. For various reasons. One is, they were a big tribe. And it created a bit of a safety barrier for Sahaba, that on the outskirts of Madinah Sharif, you also have people staying. So if there happened to be any attack on Madinah Sharif, there was always people that were out there that would defend Madinah Sharif. And at the same time, you find that as deen was growing and deen was spreading, then you had people already placed in more areas, in different areas. So the people that would come there, the people that would meet them, people would learn deen from them, and deen would be able to grow. It wouldn't only be concentrated in one place. So they were already staying there. Now there was an opportunity for them to establish deen in their area, to pick up their area. And at the same time, they were being rewarded for coming to the masjid. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told them that your rewards are written down for you. Your steps are written down. Your footsteps are being recorded. Actually, athar actually refers to footsteps. When you're walking on the beach sand, walking on soft sand, you'll see those footsteps. In Arabic, that is called athar. So, diyarukum tuktabu atharukum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them that your footsteps are being recorded for you. The reward of you coming and walking so far and moving, all this is recorded for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. That understanding for our purposes is obviously good to be close to the masjid. But you will have people that will also be staying far from the masjid. Not everyone can be staying close to the masjid. So for that person that is staying far, there's so much of solace for him. That person that is staying close, he's also got some type of solace that he's able to hear the azan. He's able to come to the masjid. So this deen is such that it caters for everyone. Imagine if he didn't cater for that person that couldn't afford to move closer to the masjid, or that person that had to take a long distance, he didn't cater for him, how would he have felt? So for every person he caters, that person that is coming far, and in his heart he knows that inshallah this is going to be rewarded for me, he is motivated. That person that can't afford, like this sahabi was walking, that person can't afford a vehicle, now he's walking, he's thinking to himself that every step I'm taking, I'm getting rewarded, is this hadith we did, and every step I'm taking, one guna has been forgiven, And every step I'm taking, one daraja is being elevated. So when a person is thinking like this, automatically this becomes motivation. And the first hadith we did, that person that goes in the morning and that person that goes in the evening, a special reception is being prepared in Jannah for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person continuously thinking about this, this is a motivation for him, that this motivates him now to move and not to miss any salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of becoming those pillars of the masjid, inshaAllah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.